a question that kind of relates. It's kind of been brewing in the back of my mind for a few weeks now. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. From what you just said, with the view that greed shouldn't be coming up in the mind, from a number of the talks, there's been this sort of there can be this sort of view that the enlightened mind doesn't have any sort of thoughts or defilements. It's just perfectly clear and stable, and there's kind of nothing going on.
Those are two different things. I mean, what you just said is two different things. Okay. So, clear and stable, and nothing going on.
Okay, right. Right.
So I just sort of clarify that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going to jump it in.
So I guess the question is that, because I remember in specifically one talk, I believe maybe I think it was Lompo Liam, I'm not quite remembering, but it wasn't the issue that a thought of aversion or anger could come up in the mind, but his response to it was just to not pick it up. Mm-hmm. And I guess trying to sort of reconcile these two, sort of like there's a inclination to think that as practice goes farther, that these thoughts or these things sort of stop, or they reduce, or there's a reduction, then there's also this sort of recognition of not picking these things up when they do come up. So I kind of...
Well, I mean, what happens is when it's seen clearly, then they tend to... of course, they don't have this the same power over the mind, so the mind doesn't proliferate around it, doesn't move with it. And as one increasingly sees things clearly, then the mind doesn't incline to picking it up because it's seen so readily, so quickly, so thoroughly. But it doesn't mean there's not contact, or there's not movement, or there's not, or there's not even opinions and views. But it's not taking a stand on them, it's not picking them up, it's not holding them and then moving with them further, because one's seeing every time, every single time it leads to suffering. So that is penetrating, but it doesn't mean there's nothing happening. It's like the story of with Ajahn Chah, where Palmist astrologer was at Wat Pa Pong and then asked to look at Ajahn Chah's hands because he was sort of fascinated with them. He was a well-known kind of astrologer slash palmist. He started looking at Ajahn Chah's hands and sort of looking at his hands. So according to your lines in your hand, you've got a lot of anger. And as a child, he sort of laughed. He said, yeah, but I don't take it. I don't mean that I am. Sort of, yeah, I have, but I don't pick it up. So there's a propensity. And then, that also formulates a certain character trait, even for somebody who is liberating. They're somebody who has a background of a propensity to anger as a temperament. They'll manifest differently. Ajahn Chah was very They're very quick, very mercurial. That's part of the the way that somebody with that because of aversion temperament is one that is quick, very sharp, very very discerning.